Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. I'm often amazed at the fact that God loves to take people who have nothing and use them in significant ways. When God was looking for a king to replace Saul, he wasn't looking for the tallest, best-looking one. He found David, the shepherd boy. In Ruth chapter 4, verses 18 to 22, it says this: Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nahshon. Nahshon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed, who fathered Jesse. And Jesse fathered David. God seems to enjoy using those who have nothing in this world. He used the widow's mite. Moses was hidden in a river because he was going to be murdered if he was found. He became a murderer one day and was called to lead a nation after sitting on the backside of a desert watching sheep. David, as I mentioned, was a shepherd boy. Paul was a rabble-rousing murderer. The disciples were a bunch of nobodies. Perhaps God uses so many nobodies because they were perfectly positioned to see God and point to Him when things worked out. Perhaps that's exactly why He used Ruth and Boaz, because both of them had these voids in their life, and God got them together, and using their resources and their responsibility and wanting to love God and do what's right, God brought them together, and that was a beautiful thing. Perhaps God uses nobodies just because we're perfectly positioned to see things work. Anyone can be successful in life if you count success as having money, power, and influence, because those things do not make somebody successful. The more that you have, the more responsible you should be because you've been entrusted with things. Today, I should embrace the work God has given me and live in a way that reflects who He is. Today, as I do what's right, I need to wait for Him to make everything work the way they should. I may not get my answers today, but as I live properly today, tomorrow will take care of itself. I need to focus on being entrusted, not being the owner of the assets that God has given me. I need to use them in a way that would honor God and be responsible one day as I stand before Him as a steward of all that He gave to me. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.